Hi, my name is Tracy Farr, and welcome to another episode of The Bathrobe Monologues. To all my biker buddies out there who have put away their motorcycles for the winter because the riding season is over, for shame, for shame, for shame. Motorcycles are not meant for garages. They're meant to be on the road, rubber on asphalt. And who cares about Mother Nature? I see you shaking your head and saying, "But Iceman," that's my biker name I gave myself, feel free to use it any time. "But Iceman, it's getting awfully cold outside and my truck is mighty warm." Well, that might be true. But to ride the road on two wheels is a gift many people only dream of. And you're going to squander that gift because you might get a little frostbite? How pathetic. Let me tell you my story. When I was young, I asked my parents for a motorcycle. My mother, she looked me right in the eye and said, "When you grow up and get a good paying job and move out of this house, you can have whatever you want. But I am not buying you a motorcycle." Many years later, after I was on my own with a job and family, I asked my wife if I could buy a motorcycle. And she looked me right in the eye and said, "When you grow up, get a good paying job, and move out of this house, you can have whatever you want." And since that sounded like an okay to me, I bought one. I've gone through a lot of trials and tribulations in order to own and keep a motorcycle. And now that I have it, I'm going to ride it whenever I'm able for as long as I'm able. Why? Because I love being on a bike. And secondly, because I know if I leave it too long parked in the driveway, you know who will try to sell it on eBay. Motorcycles are to be ridden day and night, rain or shine, in warm weather or cold, through thick or thin, in good times and bad, in sickness and in health, forsaken all others till death do us part, what God has brought together let no car put asunder, and you may now kiss the carburetor, if you're into that sort of thing, but sounds kind of weird to me. I'm pert near positive that 98% of all motorcycle accidents occur to riders who don't ride every single day. Of those accidents, 97.4% happen on clear sunny days without a cloud in the sky. Only 1.5% of all motorcycle accidents happen at night or in bad weather. And, in case you didn't know it, 99% of all statistics are fabricated in order to help sway public opinion. I wish I could say my stats are the exception, but that would be a 100% bold-faced lie. I once rode my motorcycle to work in January when it was 23 degrees outside. Do you know what the wind chill factor is when it's 23 and you're doing 65 on the highway? It's right at 0 degrees. And that's butt cold, let me tell you. I once rode my motorcycle to San Antonio and back in February, and had to stop every 30 miles to scrape the ice off my visor and to make sure my toes were still attached and not just rolling around in the bottom of my boots. I once rode when it was so cold that even my motorcycle coughed and said, "Hey, now wait a minute, bucko. Don't you want to think this over first?" No, I will never think it over. Motorcycles are the personification of freedom. And do we store our freedom away just because it's a bit chilly outside? Of course not. Do we tuck it away whenever a storm cloud passes by? How ludicrous. Do we only bring it out when the sun is shining and the breeze is warm? No siree. We are Americans, and we wear our freedom on the sleeves of our leather jackets. And woe unto the person who tries to take it away from us. So, my fellow bikers, don't sentence your motorcycle to solitary confinement this winter. Instead, give it probation, set it free, and then bundle up like the Michelin Man and ride, baby, ride.